Isaiah chapter 38. In those days Hezekiah became mortally ill, and Isaiah the son of Amoz, the prophet, came to him and said to him, "This is what the Lord says, give your last orders to your household, for you are going to die, and you will not live." Then Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord, and he said, "I implore you, O Lord, do remember how I have walked before you in truth and with a sincere heart, and how I have done what is right in your sight." And Hezekiah wept with great weeping, and the word of the Lord came to Isaiah as follows. "Go and say to Hezekiah, this is what the Lord God of David your father says. I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. I am about to add 15 years to your days. I will deliver you and this city from the grip of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city. And this is your sign from the Lord. For the Lord will perform this pronouncement which he spoke. I am about to make the shadow of the sundial go back, the shadow which was cast by Ahaz's sundial in the sun, 10 degrees backwards." And the sun went back 10 degrees on the sundial by which it was cast. The writing of Hezekiah king of Judah, when he was ill and recovered from his sickness. I said, in the quiet period of my life, I was to go to the gates of the grave. I was to be left without the rest of my years. I said, I shall not see the Lord in the land of the living. I shall no longer see a man among the inhabitants of the transitory world. My span of life has been torn away, and it has been carried away from me like a shepherd's tent. I have severed off my life. Like a weaver cutting yarn, he will cut me off. From day to night, you were to bring me to an end. I waited expectantly until the morning. As a lion tears apart, so he would break all my bones, and from day to night I waited for you to make an end of me. Like a swallow or a crane, so I chirped. I cooed like a dove. My eyes are weak with looking upward. O Lord, I am oppressed. Become my security. What shall I say, in that he has spoken to me and he has acted? I will proceed softly for all my years on account of inward grief. O Lord, by these things men live, and in all of them is my spiritual life, and you are restoring me to health and reviving me. But it was for peace that I had great bitterness. But you were pleased to deliver my being from the pit of destruction, for you have cast all my sins behind your back. For the grave does not praise you, nor does death lord you. Those who go down to the pit do not await your truth. It is the living who praise you, as I do today. A father will make your truth known to his sons. The Lord was there to save me, and we will play my music on string instruments all the days of our life at the house of the Lord. And Isaiah said, "Let them take a cake of pressed figs and rub it on the inflammation, and he will recover." Then Hezekiah said, "What is the sign that I shall go up to the house of the Lord?"